Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting second. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzara moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Mazzara moves to third. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazzara scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazzara strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazzara is hit by the pitch. McQuinn scores. Hefner moves to third. Newsom moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Hefner scores. Newsom scores. Mazzara moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazzara scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Hale moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress scores. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.